I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to this month's Patreon preview. Now, this Patreon preview is slightly different than the others, so I would recommend holding on and listening to the little snippet at the end so you can hear some absolute chaos. If you are curious about Patreon and want to hear what is available if you sign up, then please stick around for this episode. I mention Patreon on every episode, so at the beginning of each month, I'm going to give you a little preview of what is available on patreon.com/reallifeghoststories. So you can sign up to Patreon for either $2 a month or $5 a month to get all of the main and mini episodes of Real Life Ghost Stories completely ad free. There are also extra film reviews, giveaways, bonus Q&As, and much, much more. Remember, Patreon is entirely flexible and you can delete your pledge instantly at any time. For $2 a month, you get access to over 50 episodes of bonus content. This bonus content includes 50p Movie Club, which is an exclusive movie review podcast. For $5 a month, you get access to over 150 extra episodes. Every Monday, I release an episode of Tiny Tales on the $5 tier. Sometimes it's a collection of spooky stories. Sometimes it's a special guest episode where a knowledgeable person comes on and tells their own paranormal tales. For today's preview, you will be hearing a snippet of an episode of Beyond the Veil, which is a non-paranormal podcast released exclusively on Patreon, where listeners get a peek behind the curtain of RLGSHQ. In this episode, listeners got to send in their anonymous questions, and I was joined by Sinead Hanna from the Poisoner's Cabinet and a whole load of margaritas, and things got hectic. So remember, if you want to join Patreon, you can sign up at patreon.com/reallifeghoststories and enjoy this little preview. Do you believe in reincarnation? And what would you like to come back as if it were true?
I don't believe in reincarnation. I like the idea of it. Respect to anyone who does believe in it and it is part of your religion. So I don't personally believe in reincarnation. If I could come back as... Are we narrowing it down? Is like, what could you come back as in an animal? Was that in the question?
Whatever.
Or is anything? I don't know. Because I was like, oh, this could take a while.
Yeah, and we're all going to be judging you now based on your answer, so go for it.
I don't know. I'd come back as something. I'd probably panic at the whatever it is in the orientation where you're saying, what do you want to come back as? And I'd go, I don't know, a table. Shit, no.
Oh, no, oh, no. And they're like, sorry, you made your choice. Bye.
Like a really good sourdough loaf.
Because that makes people happy.
It does. I think animals, and stupidly, it would be like, come back as another human being, have another go at life. Yeah. But no, I'd be reincarnated as an animal, probably. And it's a toss-up between a shark and a cat.
Oh, I'd be a shark. All you got to think about is you're just swimming along going, just food, keep food, swimming. food. That's it.
No, I'd be going, I'm going to fuck this guy. Yeah. I'm going to fuck this person, swim.
Is that a seal or a man on a surfboard?
Who knows?
I know? Doesn't fucking matter. I'm going to eat him anyway.
The whole time. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, imagine me.
I'm a shark.
If you died an untimely death and I'd be like, I heard there's this shark. Look, guys, I know this is fucking mental. Okay, but there's this shark and I'm pretty sure it's Sinead.
It's really chaotic where it bursts out of the water, you know.
It's got great eyeliner. All right, and it's always singing. I've got this feeling, Ben. It's Sinead.
You'll go up. It'll be a Greenland shark as well, the oldest, smelliest, weirdest shark ever that I wrote a song about.
And I'd be like, yeah, figures.
Same question to you, Emma. You're going to end up going shark cave diving all over the world to find me.
Oh, yeah, of course I would.
You would. And that's the friendship we have.
And everyone would be really concerned about me. They'd be like, oh God, she's gone looking for sharks again. She thinks the sharks are Sinead. And I'd be like, you don't understand.
And I'd be in the water telling all the other dolphins and sharks, you don't understand, Emma's coming.
I promise she's coming for me.
What do we do? What do we do when you find me?
I don't know, actually. It'd be a great sitcom.
Just nod at each other.
We'd live in a New York apartment.
You've got a drug dealer style mansion where it's got a shark tank that I live in. But I'm not happy.
And we fight bad guys.
You feed me bad guys. Yeah. This is great. This is a great reincarnation story.
I know.
I don't want to just be Jim from the post office. I want to be the shark in the drug tank.
Okay. I also want to be reincarnated as a shark to annoy you.
Like a Mako shark really fast. I can't catch up with you.
And I'm like, woo. You go and buy, and you'd be like, this fucking bitch.
Oh, you fucking would. You would. This is what's happening.
All of this editing is just going to be me cutting out what's freezing.
No, leave it in. Leave it in. It's what the people want to hear.
I don't know if I believe in reincarnation, by the way. I don't know what I believe in. So, I'm going to go for a shark as well, literally just to annoy Sinead. And apparently, I have no original thoughts of my own. So, shark it is.
Yay!
Next question. Oh, this is a big question. This actually might bring the tone down a little bit.
Okay, it's good, it's good. We've been entirely too cocky until now.
Yeah. Actually, we'll do the next one first because it is also gas. For Sinead.
Okay.
Will you become the friend that sets Emma up with awkward blind dates with your single cousin, co-worker, etc.? There was a part two to this question, but go on.
100% yes. Only because it's chaotic.
It will never be good. It would never be good. I'd open the door and I'd be like, Sinead, this is the date. And you'd be like, yeah. And I'd be like, Sinead, this is a crab with a hat. I'm not sure. And you'd be like, don't embarrass me in front of the crab. Okay, go on the date, Emma, and have a good time.
I told you she'd give it all of that. I'm clipping my claws right now. Yes and no. Yes, if I could find a hilarious date that would make Emma laugh.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be cruel. I wouldn't just go, here's some random single dude, woman, whoever, and just like shove them at your door and go, come on, move on. Go on, get on a date. Go on, you. If I found someone really funny, go, Emma, I think this would be really funny. And like, they're good looking. So have a nice night out.
And
or
please
something.
Come back and give
rich.
Us all the tea afterwards. You'd yes. Be like, I want to hear every detail.
If they were rich. Then yeah, if they take you out to a really fancy restaurant and you could rinse them for everything.
Yeah, I'd be like, I want a bottle of champagne per course, please. And thank you very much. And the second part of that question was, are you afraid of moving on from Dan at all? So that's a big question, isn't it? I'm going to tell you guys a little story that Sinead has been dealing with on the receiving end of for the last couple of weeks. I had a chance encounter with a man. I don't really know this man, but I had a brief moment where I thought, oh, he's quite cute. I'd probably shift him. Shift means kiss. So I'd probably shift him, you know, in another life. And that was it. I need to be really clear about that. That was it. This man does not know I had this thought. There was no flirtation between us. Nothing at all. And then I had an existential crisis afterwards, had a breakdown and went on for quite some time. And I spent an entire day in bed listening to Westlife and crying. So you could say that moving on is not on the agenda.
Baby steps, isn't it? This also should caveat that we have very dark humor that we deal with coping mechanisms, so that's why we're laughing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.